This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, for today's show, we'll be visiting with Bill Huebner and Lori Beal-Smith of the Tri-County Antique Club. The club is located in Dow, Illinois, and they're getting ready to host their annual Olden Days Festival. And Bill and Lori have the details.
This year is our 27th annual Olden Days, which will be held under the windmill at the Antique Club grounds on Route 3 outside of Dow, between Dow and Grafton. This year, our featured tractor is the Oliver tractor. We rotate tractors each year, so each collector on a yearly basis. Everyone's welcome every year, but we try to highlight a certain tractor each year. And this year, we'd like to have all the Oliver people come out and show their stuff. We put an emphasis on Oliver this year.
And is that why we have green brochures in our hands today?
We are color coordinated.
Very good, very good. Well, it's going to be a fun event. I see August 26th and 27th. So, Lori, I've been told you're in charge of the vendors, and I know that's a big part of this celebration. So who are we going to have on display this year?
Actually, we've got quite a few vendors. We've got anywhere from Avon to a little bit of flea market stuff, glassware, tractor parts, demonstrations from lye soap to, if anybody likes to watch homemade apple butter being made, I've got a demonstrator, which will be their first time here. Honey, I've got a honey person come in, homemade molasses. Molasses is good for, you know, cookies and baking. We've got a rug weaving lady that comes out. She has a big loom that she brings out. If it's not raining, she'll demonstrate. But if it rains, it's kind of hard trying to do a rug or a throw. We also have several food vendors that we have. We have a lady that drives 2 hours to come down for homemade pretzels. We've got Powell's Fish Market that comes up. Bud's Root Beer Stand is one of the biggest attractions. Everybody likes the homemade root beer. So, yeah, we're looking for more vendors to come out, from glassware to tractor parts to whatever.
Anybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Well, it sounds cool, because these things that are being demonstrated in these vendors, not only would adults find this interesting, but I think it'd be educational for kids, too. If grandma and grandpa want to bring their grandkids,
we encourage you to bring your children, because the next generation is not going to know unless we expose them to our olden ways.
Yeah, I would say that some of the stuff you mentioned, I haven't even seen done, rug weaving and all that stuff. So sounds like it'd be a pretty cool demonstration. And I don't think you can find this in very many places.
No. And that's just it. There's so many of the past, future things that are such a lost art. I mean, we've had in the past a lady that does basket weaving. When she was coming, she was doing it, you know, this year she would entertain for the kids. But then she realized that, wait a minute, it's the older generation that wants to do it too. We also have the kids' land to where the kids can play and learn some different ways of, you know, the toys and stuff. And then we got the blacksmith shop, the thrashing and the sawmilling and all that. You know, when my husband and I do blacksmithing at several other vending shows, and, you know, people come up and they're like, what is this? And when you get kids attracted to the old time, you know, way back in the 1800s and early 1900s, that's what really impresses, you know, the kids. It's something different, something new, and that's what we try to do, is bring back the old heritage days, you know, because that's just it. You know, people are so used to the electronics and stuff, and then when you're out like this, they don't know what you're doing, and then they get involved.
Exactly. So it hasn't always been like it is today. We had to develop along the way. So
exactly.
Your husband and you, your blacksmiths, you do
my
demonstrations?
My husband does the blacksmithing shop out there with another of our club members, and we also do other vending shows. We do set up in Carlinville, too, and up at the blacksmith shop my husband does up there, and we do a few other outside vending shows also.
Lori and Chris also have a vending spot of their own where they sell things they make from the blacksmith shop. Very interesting. all kinds of iron art, etc.
I was going to ask for some examples of things that you might make there or things that you have made that may be for sale or something.
Oh, we have one big thing that my husband makes is what they call bottle trees. You can put the different colored bottle trees on. The history of the bottle trees are it wards off the evil spirits. It tracks all the way back down to the Civil War. It's really popular down south, but it's gradually coming up this way. He does trellises and little critters and things like that. So
that's neat. I've seen those bottle trees, and I think they've been around for a little while now. When I first started seeing them, it's kind of like, why do these people have glass bottles in their yard? But it's decoration. I didn't know there was a meaning behind it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and some people are just like, well, what are they for? And it's, you know, it wards off the evil spirits is what they say. You can do the different color bottles. I've done ones with green bottles, and it looks like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, the blue bottles is more or less the most popular bottles, but you can put the little – I've sold a bottle tree to a lady, and she's got little square bottles on hers. So, and we range in different sizes, and we custom make if there's a certain size that people want or a design that certain people want too.
Very cool. So if someone's interested, come to the Olden Days Festival, and they can talk to your husband face-to-face.
Yes.
Awesome. Bill, I know there's probably some music going on and some other stuff, so tell us about that.
On Saturday, we open at 7 a.m., they'll have breakfast, biscuits and gravy, etc. And we've done some remodeling to our kitchen area. We poured a big concrete floor in our dining area to make it nicer for everybody. You don't have to battle the rocks, etc. We've remodeled the kitchen area to make it nicer for the ladies and make it just a better dining experience for everyone involved. We think everybody will be happy with the upgrades we've made, just to make your visit over with us more pleasant, that you will want to come back again. At 10 a.m. on Saturday, we start. We will be threshing the old-time wheat. We got 4 big wagon loads of wheat that we harvested earlier this year with our binder that we have to run through the mill, and then we'll be baling the straw. And at the same time, the sawmill will be going. At 12 p.m., we will start our tractor pull on Saturday, an antique tractor pull. At 1 o'clock, we have a pedal tractor pull, which the kids, we encourage you, we very, very much encourage you, bring your kids, bring your grandkids. We have a lot of stuff. It's a family place. We have barrel train rides. We have the pedal tractor pulls. We have the agri-land play area where the kids can interact with other kids, play in the big box full of corn. Instead of a sandbox, it's a corn box.
There you
so
go.
Kids get a little grain in their shoes instead of sand. A lot easier to clean up, mother.
Yeah, it doesn't track
and
around.
Covey wagon rides. We have the petting zoo, all kinds of games and contests. You know, there's arts and crafts, like, say, the flea market, all the antique tractors. And like Lori was saying, you got soap making. You know, we got our old tool museum with just all kinds of stuff. The music this year, we have the Matt Tall Band. They're playing on Saturday from 11 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock is when we have our Parade of Power. So everyone that brings their antique tractors, we all line up and go through, and you get to showcase your tractor or your car if you want to do that. That's fine, too. And then from 4 to 7 p.m., we have the Centennial Road Band, which is going to take us to Saturday evening. And we mixed the bands up a little bit this year, so everybody gets a chance to come and play and hear something different. On Sunday morning, we're going to open up with breakfast again early, and then 9 a.m. is our country church, and then 10 a.m. we'll be threshing and sawmilling again. 11 a.m. on Sunday, we have a car show, just if anybody wants to bring their antique vehicles out or old, you know, hot rods and your muscle cars, bring them out and show them off. Then we got a pedal tractor pull, garden tractor pull, and then we have a plowing demonstration on Sunday. The boys can hook up the old 2 and 3 bottom plows to your tractor and blow some of the bugs out of the engine. Get out there and use up that old fuel. And then pray to power again. And as Lori said, the blacksmith shop with Lori and Chris will be open all day. These people do some excellent work at that blacksmith shop. You never realize how intricate and the special kind of coal, special heat, special this, special that it takes. It's a learning experience. A lot of good food both days from the vendors and from our antique club. Your admission is $5. Kids under 12 are free. So we just hope everyone can come out and visit with us.
A pretty cheap day for the family. If you've got some little kiddos, take the family out. If there's, you know, two adults and two kids, that's only $10. So I think that's a pretty cheap way to spend a weekend.
Yeah, it is. Also on Sunday, for our entertainment for Sunday, we have the Gibson Girls, who is a gospel group that's pretty well known through the area. So they're really hard to get a hold of. So if you ever heard the Gibson Girls, they're a good time to come out and enjoy the day and get entertainment and fun for everyone.
I'd say kind of a way to change up your church service, too, because you do have the country church at 9 a.m. Is that outdoors?
Yes.
So that's, if it's great weather, stick around, go to church, and then the girls will be performing after that.
Yes.
All right. Well, sounds good. Bill and Lori, anything that we have missed? I think we pretty much covered everything, but maybe just run us through the dates, times again, and where you're located so everybody knows.
We are located in Dow, Illinois, which is about 8 or 9 miles from Jerseyville, 8 or 9 miles from Grafton, underneath the windmill. Our dates would be August 26th and 27th. Saturday, we are open from 7 to 7, and then Sunday from 7 to 5. Lots of entertainment, lots of vendors, lots of food, fun for everybody.
Bill Huebner and Lori Beal-Smith of the Tri-County Antique Club. And if you're interested in becoming a vendor or would like more information, you can visit the club's website at tricountyantiqueclub.org. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.